Having a strong support system at home is essential for any child's development. Loving parents or guardians are key to that support system. Parents are the backbone of the family. They provide guidance, nurture, and a loving environment for children to thrive and eventually become productive adults. But not every child is born into a loving, stable family. For this reason, the Child Protection and Family Services Agency CPFSA's Adoption Unit has been working to unite children in state care with loving families. More about the work of the Adoption Unit on today's program. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Strengthening families is one of the key functions of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency CPFSA. One way it's achieving this is through its adoption unit.
Adoption started in 1968. It came from the background of informal groups and persons taking children into their care. So therefore, at that time, pressure was placed on the government then by this group to have a formal system where the children who were in these informal placement could be legally adopted.
Adoption coordinator at the CPFSA, Maxine Bagalu. In years gone by, the adoption process was lengthy and time-consuming, causing much frustration.
Up until, I can go back to maybe to 2010, what they had in place was a pre-adoption form system, whereby persons who were interested in adopting would fill out a pre-adoption form, and then the officers in case were assigned to the agency would basically investigate the circumstances to see whether or not that application would be allowed to continue. However, we found that it took up a lot of time, and that was not the beginning of the formal process.
The adoption process has since been reviewed. Forms can now be downloaded from the CPFSA's website. After you submit your application and relevant documents to the CPFSA, you'll be assigned a caseworker. This is when the actual adoption process begins.
Some of the requirements for an adopter, the person has to be over 25 years old. If you're a relative, you can be 18 years and older. There is no upper limit, meaning that we know that persons are living longer and depending on their health and support system that they have in place.
Persons wishing to adopt must be employed or at least be able to show how they are going to support themselves and the child.
Your home situation, you need to be in good order and good standing. You need to provide two references from persons who know you and can speak to your character as well as how your caring capacity to take care of a child. And medical is also requested of you as well as for the child that is to be adopted. And home visits will be done at a later date by our officers when we have your application. So that is a part of the in-house process.
Once your application is submitted, the adoption board will review it for approval.
So remember, it's a legal process. If, for example, a person applying to adopt a child, but some biological parent who may have one or the other may have died, and they are unable at the time of the application now to provide a death certificate. Now, we have to be absolutely sure that this person is really dead in order to satisfy the court. Because remember, although we process the application, the adoption do the approval, it has to go to the court. And as a court requirement, you have to have all of these documents to substantiate the case that you are presenting.
The adoption board is the only body in Jamaica that can approve adoptions. The CPFSA is the only processing agency.
At present, we can complete an adoption within 3 to 6 months. It can be done within 3 months, and that is our best practice at present. Any adoption that we now presently have over a 3 month or a 6 month period is because maybe of challenges.
Adoption coordinator at the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, Maxine Bagalu. Residents of Commonwealth countries are allowed to legally adopt children in Jamaica. The Child Protection and Family Services Agency. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. Every child deserves protection. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect or abandonment. Call 1-888-776-8328.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.